So one of the things that we get a lot in terms of Windows Forms that people ask us about today is they'll say, you know, I'm developing a rich user interface. I think, you know, I've got to do something more low level in order to develop this rich user interface. And so one of the things we've done in the Visual Studio 2005 is we've really done a lot of work to make it so you can build more what we call professional looking applications. And so I'll show you an example of that. So if I were to run a standard Messenger type application, something that is more of a sort of a sleek little UI, you'd see something like this, and you can go ahead and you can sign in, get the nice little spinning globe. You know, someone looks at this and they think, you know, is that a Win32 app? Is that a MFC app? What exactly have they done here in order to develop this application? Well, in this case, what we've done is I'm signing in here, is this actually isn't Messenger. This is a Windows Forms application using the Messenger APIs. And there's a little bit of this application, this middle part right here, that is actually embedding the Messenger control. But the rest of the user interface that you've seen so far, this is all a Windows Forms application, including the icons, including the spinning icon that you saw at the beginning. So this is the kind of application we've looked at, and we said we want to make sure that we've done things to enable building of these types of applications. So I believe if I do a help about in here, maybe I won't. There we go. On the bottom, if you can see it, it just changed to say .NET Framework Windows Forms to show you that it is indeed a Windows Forms application. So I'll show you a few other applications that we've done to sort of allow you, that demonstrate some of the things that we've added to make it easier to build these types of professional applications. And I'm gonna show a couple sample apps, and then I'm going to take a little deeper dive and just kind of show you how you might go about building one of these applications. So people are familiar with Microsoft Money might recognize the look and feel you see in this application. This, again, is a Windows Forms application, and this is an application that is an RSS reader. So it goes out and reads RSS content, if you're familiar with that. And each one of these items that you see in here is going off and reading content or data from a website, in this case Reuters or Washington Post. And it's doing that what I'll call asynchronously, and that's something else that we've enabled. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up the app again and kind of walk you through what's happening. So as I bring the app up, you'll see that you get a cursor here, and each one of these things is loading data in the background. And so another thing that we've done in Visual Studio 2005 is we've made it much easier for people to deal with their data in a, what I'll say, asynchronous nature. So if you're doing something like talking to a web service that typically will take some time and you don't want to block the user interface, you want to have a nice responsive application, be able to cancel out of that, we've done some work to enable that scenario. And again, the other thing that you see here, another big thing we've done, is we've made it easy to build these types of applications with this more professional or customized look and feel. And in a minute, I'm going to show another demonstration that goes into a little bit more detail about how you create a look and feel like this. I'm going to bring up another application. So this looks like Internet Explorer, but again, this just kind of showing you this, it turns out, is not Internet Explorer, but this is a Windows Forms application developed to look and function like Internet Explorer. Now, the interesting thing about this application is it's 10 lines of code, and that's 10 lines of code written outside of the designer. So everything else was done in the design time environment. The toolbars you see here, these are not IE toolbars. This is a Windows Forms toolbar, and this is a Windows Forms menu, and this is a fully functional web browser control here. And I also have the same thing with an Explorer sample, so same thing. This is not actually Explorer. This is, again, a Windows Forms application, pretty much out of the box using some new menu and toolbar controls and bound to a new grid control that we have. But again, you can see that you can build a lot of different types of applications. These are all developed directly in the designer very easily with the new version of Windows Forms and Visual Studio 2005. So now let me just take a minute and show you how you might go about building these types of applications. I'm bringing up Visual Studio 2005, and this is the design time environment. And the first thing I want to show you is sort of a blank, standard blank form This is sort of what, when you bring up Visual Studio 2005 and create a Windows Forms application, this is what you'd see first. And I'm going to drag over one of our new menu components called a menu strip. And I'm dragging it over from a toolbox. And you see a couple things here. One thing, you'll notice that the look is kind of a slight blue and office looking look and feel, and I'll describe that in a minute. Another thing is we have this new thing that, if you're familiar with ASP.NET in Visual Studio 2005, they have the same thing, but it's something that we call smart tasks. And these are things available directly off the control themselves. And I access this via a glyph directly on the menu control. And they allow you to do the most common things that you typically do to that control. So I can do things such as set up common preferences. In this case, I'm going to insert standard items. And inserting standard items just automatically added a file, edit, tools, and help menu to the application.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is pretty nice. We've really done a lot of work to not only make it professional, but to make it easy to build these professional types of applications. So I'm going to do the same thing with our new tool strip control. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and say insert standard items. And you're going to see here very quickly, I have a application that has a toolbar and a menu bar. And I'm going to go ahead and run the application just to kind of show you the capabilities that we have here.
Back in 1990, doing just that would have taken you a few hours.
Yeah, it would take a little bit of work. I'll show you something else that would have taken even longer, which is being able to do this.
Whoa.
Which is now just by default, that's provided by the Windows Forms 2005 runtime. So it's a concept that is familiar in a lot of what I'll call professional applications like Office, but it allows you to basically dock the toolbars wherever you want. And then you can, additionally, you can save the location of these toolbars.
Sometimes we forget just how far this industry's come, don't we? I mean, I remember back in, before I worked at Visual Basic Programmers Journal, Dan Appleman would show me just drawing a window on the screen would take 500 lines of code in C, you know?
Yes.
And you did that without writing any code.
I haven't written any code, which is going to be one of the big things that I do in this demonstration is I'm not going to write a lot of code. I'm just going to show you a lot of things that we've enabled directly out of the box. Now, what I want to say about the menus and tool strips here is that we have defined an architecture that allows you to have what's called a pluggable renderer. And the pluggable renderer basically controls the look and feel of these items. And by default, we ship with this Office 2003 look and feel, which gives you that sort of orange level highlight that you see here, and the sort of, if you can see it through the camera, the blue gradient type background feel that you get with Office type applications. But we've made it very easy to extend that, and that's what allows, extending that is what allowed me to create the look and feel you see in the money reader here. This is the same tool strip and the same menu bar I'm using in this Outlook type application. The only thing that I've done different here is I've created my own, defined my own look and feel, or what we call as our own renderer. And it's, in this case, the renderer that I used up here is about 10 lines of code. This render for this menu bar was about 5 lines of code. So I was able to change the look and feel that you see here into this look and feel here, and a total of 15 lines of code. And obviously the icons are different from here down here. But that's it. You're looking at the exact same controls I'm using up here as I am down here. It's just we've changed the look and feel through this customizable thing we call renderers. So getting back to this application I'm working on here, so at design time, we support the ability to actually change the look and feel to a couple standard looks and feel, like, for example, a system look and feel, which is what you see in IE. At this point in time, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to a previous version of this application that I've already created, or I've taken this and extended a little bit to kind of show you what might happen if you take it to a more logical conclusion, which is at design time, I've now gone in and added items to make it look like Office 2003 or Outlook 2003. And I've just, same concept. I had a menu, a tool strip, and this is all at design time, and a little status strip down here at the bottom. And this strip down here at the bottom is a standard system type look and feel rather than a standard Office type look and feel, which gives you a consistent feel with what you see with Office. So I'm going to go ahead and run it, and now you'll be able to see that. And I did this all at design time. Nothing special in here. I got the full Outlook type menus in here. I can go ahead, just like I can in Outlook, drag that up and down. I also can resize this and get what we call overflow. Same capability that you have in your standard Office applications or any other professional type application. Again, this is just out of the box. I haven't written any code, just spent some time in the designer to do this. And the way I spent time in the designer to do this is it's an in-situ experience. So if I wanted to add a new menu item, I could just directly come in here and type hello, hit enter, and I could type a child, the standard world, and there you go, and I could run the app. And you'll see my new menu that I just added right here. And I can do the exact same thing to add items to the toolbar and directly, as we say, in situ or directly on the design surface, I can do things such as add icons as well.
I remember all the PV, Visual Basic 1, 2, 3, 4 guys would complain about the menu editor. And this is so much cooler than what they had in the mid-90s. Yeah.
It is so much more advanced in terms of just... I haven't touched on the capabilities in terms of alignment. You can align things top, bottom, left, right. You can directly change the menu items directly on the design surface. For example, I could add a child here and add, give it an icon or give the child menu an icon. And based on when I hover, I can change the icon. There's so many capabilities that we've provided in these menus. It's just very sophisticated, very powerful. And part of the reason that we go through and develop these applications that look a little bit like what you might think of as an Outlook clone or an IE clone is we want to verify that this API that we've created can support these complex scenarios.
Right.
And part of doing this work isn't to say, look, we can create Outlook. Or to say that, you know, look, here's an Outlook clone. It's to say, look, if you want to develop an app that's as sophisticated as Outlook, you can use our stuff. We know that it can be used to develop applications as sophisticated as Outlook or money. So what we've done is we've gone through and we said, let's take the most common applications with what people consider the most professional look and feel. We've looked at those applications and say, can we create them using our APIs? And can we do it at design time? Yeah. Even better yet. And we've verified, hey, guess what? Yes, we can do it. Yes, it's easy to do. And that's sort of our litmus test for figuring out whether or not we're ready to ship or not. Can we actually support these sophisticated user interfaces, and can we duplicate them? And we've been able to do that fairly easily.
Now,